Kwai Ange Shachlech from the Intlakebnch Territories up in Iniqua Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. Our subject is going to be on opportunity on this May 21st, 2026. We have some special music coming up for you guys from Purple Hill Witch, Sonic Jesus, Smash Mouth, Tolga Makte, and Ether Elf. So stay tuned for all that. And also we have in the house with us, we have our production manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, Lady Faima. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be here.
Beautiful. And also we have the host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte from China. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, I'm Charlotte. Nice to be here.
Yes, and we thank all our brothers and sisters out in China.
Yes,
thank you
sir.
So much for joining us live. We appreciate you. We love you. And thank you for joining us. So we have some music. Oh, and we have another guest coming in later, too, is Shkwai Shachlach, my brother from Gwaishkna, BC, an extreme survivalist. And Wegda sends his hello to everybody. He's not going to be able to make it today, but we'll fill in.
Yes, and we'll catch up with him next week.
Oh, yes, for sure. And we welcome all our other listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Spain, from Sweden, from Norway, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a better, special place in the universe. So thank you all for joining us. And we're going to start off with some good energetic music from Purple Hill Witch, and this is their song called Queen of the Hill. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. That was Purple Hill Witch and their song Queen of the Hill. And man, that was quite a journey, quite a trip.
It was, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to start off this program and we're going to get it started right. And we're going to take three deep breaths, just like the way our brother Wegedesk taught us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But it's too difficult, Chief.
I know. So we're going to imagine on our inhale, we're going to imagine just accepting and taking in all the positivity in the world. And on our exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negativity that builds up in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, and just let it go. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do three of them. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh. Man, I always love that, getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, mm-hmm. getting us all fired up and ready for our subject, which today our subject is on opportunity. And so we're going to go with our Lady Fahima first, and we're going to go through what she has to say on opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, what a wonderful subject you have chosen, same as usual. Very meaningful, and we really have to really pay attention to the opportunity that we face and we have at our own lives. Opportunity is the chance, option, advantage, possibility. These are the meaning of the opportunity. What is my opportunity that I never took it as a granted? I always recognizing it and celebrating it in my heart, which is at these three voices, the radio station at Simon Fraser University, across the country and outside of the country internationally, and very special guests and listeners at the reservation, they are listening to this program. That is, I look at it as the possibility, and the opportunity has been given to me. And I have decided at the Free Voices, with this opportunity that I have, to become a voices of the voiceless people and to put the attention of the society and across the country and outside of the country about the human rights. And to highlight the boundaries, respect, and encouraging in any positive way as a nationwide, we become as a nationwide, we become one soul and we build a stable, happy, harmony life, and celebrating our services, celebrating the services we provide for the others, and we stand in the justice, pretty tight, because is significant. And it needs to be practiced at in any level of the society we are living. And the last, my opportunity that I would like to address to all the very special guests, they accepted kindly to be present at the station, Free Voices, and to be live at our own program and to be recorded also. Their interview at these Free Voices, the very special guest, Dr. Payam Akhavan, international law lawyer from United Nations. No matter which part of the country he travels, he generously and kindly, in the humble way he accepted to be at the station at the Free Voices to be recorded because of the differences hours we had in the countryside. And that is significant. And also the youngest one among us, Anna Marcus, she represented Canada as an Irish dancer in the world. That is significant. And doctor from California, Dr. Nozari, also has been live on at our own program. That was significant. And also Dr. Latif, quite locally from Vancouver, the dentist and the surgeon. Also, he has been several times accepted with his tight schedule to be at the Free Voices and bring his wisdom, experience, and the knowledge and sharing it with the society. And also a special thanks to him because he one of his office is in at the
Seabird,
yes, thank you. And he practiced for the First Nation. He practiced his dentistry with the First Nation youth in that community. Mm-hmm. And this is services that he has chosen, and he's doing it for a very long time, more than 10 years, I believe. Mm-hmm. So however, standing in the justice quite tight, and I wish the best for the whole world and peace for Canada and the rest of the other country and the whole world. After all, I do know that I am only the servant of mankind. Mm. Thank you.
Well, well said, very beautiful and very eloquent as usual. We
thank
really
you.
Enjoy your words and wisdom. And for me it was something that I've been thinking about lately, because I have jumped into some opportunities, and I was able to fulfill one of my dreams in aviation, which mm-hmm. was pretty recent, but I was able to do it. And it's something that we can all learn through our life experience, just to not be afraid to dream big and then fulfill that dream. So it's something that I did, and it's something that I learned a lot from Counselor Fari, because she's the one that really brought us the attention of dreams, visions, and some really good things to learn and live by.
Right.
So I think give a lot of credit to Counselor Fari for all the positivity that she helped me grow within myself, and helped me to achieve what I've been able to achieve, and also share with, you know, our listener out there, and inspire them to remember to always like dream big and mm-hmm. be willing to jump at those dreams and make them true and fulfill them. And so that's what I've been having on my mind lately. And so we'll carry on with our program. And coming up next, we'll be speaking with Charlotte.
Fantastic.
Negotiator host. But first, we're going to play her a song. And this is from Sonic Jesus. And their song is called Triumph. So let's have a listen to that. And we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody.
Thank you.
was pretty awesome. That was Sonic Jesus and their song Triumph. And that was a Fuzz Club live session. And they're from Italy. And I really love their style in music. It's pretty buzzy, fuzzy. And even the lyrics are kind of deep, too. And we chose Atten for Charlotte. And she's the host of Call Me Negotiator. And would love to hear your words on opportunity.
Right. Well, thank you for this opportunity to let me share about my opinions. I think about the opportunity. I think about it comes down to two different mindsets. The first mindset is waiting for the opportunities to come to my life, and very passive, right? Mm. And then another one is about create the opportunities and discovery the mm-hmm. opportunities. And I met so many people, and also I think I had multiple transformations in my life. So I see the different versions of myself and different versions of people who are at the different stages in their lives. Mm-hmm. So I realized one thing is that a lot of people are online, let's say, they're saying, oh, there's somebody who just all of a sudden as a God, and then they come to your life and they bring the opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I watched one very popular positive psychology course at Harvard University. Mm-hmm. And it shows like the positive psychology is to help people who are depressed and who are very stressed. As you can imagine, those people are studying at Harvard. Mm-hmm. And then it helped them to get out from that negative mental stages, right? And then it says one thing is very interesting is that nobody is coming. Like no one is coming when mm-hmm. you are trying to save yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And he taught a story where basically there's this master, Shifu or whatever, mm-hmm. and told one person is like, no one is coming, right? And then that one person is that, oh, but you come. And then that person said, yes, I come here. I come to tell you that no one is coming. Yeah. So, I thought that was very insightful because we often just put the hope on others and yes. thinking, oh, my God, at one point there's going to be one thing that just happened magically and my life was just going to turn around. Mm-hmm. And I often have that hallucination as well because the life here for immigrant mm-hmm. is not hard. It's not easy, right? Mm-hmm. It's extremely hard sometimes, especially if I'm doing something entrepreneurial too. Mm-hmm. But I realized one thing is that, like I said, no one is coming. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that if I want opportunities, I create the opportunities. And
beautiful.
There are yes. so many opportunities. Yeah, thank you. There are so many opportunities actually happen in my life. Mm-hmm. And they changed my life. Mm-hmm. My life went to different levels, even came to Vancouver and joined this show, right? Mm-hmm. It is opportunities. But it's not like I was just sit at home and then somehow I got letters from Lady Fahima mm-hmm. and Shiv and then you invited me here. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. It's like I actively set the goals mm-hmm. and look for stages and then come here. And then I talk to people and I learn things and I find people who I felt like were resonated, were aligned. And then we work together, provide value to each other. So then now look back, it becomes the opportunity for me to know you guys and mm-hmm. learn more. So I think from my own experiences that there's two different mindsets that I feel depressed, I feel stressed. So I think somebody should come and save me. Mm-hmm. Or I go out and I keep interacting with people mm-hmm. and people will bring more information and then it's called building public in technology mm-hmm. area. So I think that is where like the real opportunity will probably appear. Basically this is my opinions and I would encourage everybody to just be more active mm-hmm. and actively connecting with people, actively providing value, actively thinking about how can I make my performance